Sunday night football, where Lamar Jackson passed for one touchdown, he ran for two more, and Baltimore hands New England their first loss of the season. The Ravens beat the Patriots 37-20. Meanwhile, Harrison Butker kicked a 44-yard field goal as time expired. Kansas City, a 26-23 win over Minnesota. And Melvin Gordon had two touchdown runs. The Los Angeles Chargers beat Green Bay 26-11. Philadelphia jumps to a 19-0 lead. They defeat Chicago 22-14. Russell Wilson with five touchdown passes, including the game winner in overtime. Seattle outlasting Tampa Bay 40-34. Denver beat Cleveland 24-19, a disappointing season so far for the Browns. They fall to 2-6. Oakland, a winner over Detroit, 31-24. Miami gets their first win of the season, a 26-18 win over the Jets. Carolina, Christian McCaffrey had three touchdowns. The Panthers, a 30-20 win over Tennessee. Pittsburgh's back to .500. The Steelers beat Indianapolis 26-24. Buffalo downs Washington 24-9. A game in London saw Houston beat Jacksonville 26-13. And it's Monday Night Football with Dallas and the New York Giants. NBA basketball, Indiana a 108-95 win over Chicago. The Clippers beat Utah 105-94. The Lakers over San Antonio 103-96. LeBron James, 21 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. How about Miami? They jump to a 59-18 lead at one time. They steamroll Houston 129-100. Sacramento beat the New York Knicks 113-92. And Dallas downs Cleveland 131-111. The World Series is over now. Postseason baseball awards. And we start with the winners from the Golden Glove Awards in the National League. Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs at first base. Colton Wong of St. Louis at second base. And Lorenzo Cain of Milwaukee in center field. In the American League, Yolmer Sanchez of the White Sox at second base. Alex Gordon of Kansas City in left field. Now, the Cubs announcing they will pick up the option for Anthony Rizzo. He'll make $16.5 million next season. It's the first of two option years the Cubs hold on Rizzo. Averaging 27 home runs, 90 RBIs since he was acquired from San Diego before the 2012 season. The team option, by the way, for 2021 is also worth $16.5 million. College football, the AP Top 25, LSU and Alabama, number one and number two. This weekend, LSU at Alabama. Ohio State is third, followed by Clemson and Penn State. Georgia is number six. Then it's Oregon, Utah, Oklahoma, and Florida. Oklahoma is Iowa State's next opponent Saturday night. The Sooners are a two-touchdown favorite for that matchup down in Norman. Now, Baylor is number 11. Minnesota is 13th. And by the way, Minnesota entertains Penn State. Another dandy game this upcoming weekend. Michigan is 14th. Then we find Wisconsin, number 16. Iowa, number 18. Iowa at Wisconsin Saturday afternoon in Madison. Kansas State is 20th. Meanwhile, the coaches, they like Alabama, LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, Iowa, number 18. Florida State not wasting any time. They fire their coach, Willie Taggart, on Sunday. Only 21 games, including a 27-10 loss to Miami on Saturday. They're 4-5. They need to win two of their last three games just to get to bowl eligibility. Now, last season, year one for Taggart, the Seminoles failed to make a bowl game for the first time since 1981. Now, he had a six-year, $30 million contract. The athletic department is on the hook for somewhere between $17 and $18 million in that buyout. Sophomore center Monica Shinano scored 27 points, and Lisa Bluter, the Iowa Hawkeyes, they rolled to a 98-53 win over Winona State exhibition women's basketball Sunday.
I'm just so happy for her. You know, we expected Kathleen Doyle to do what she's capable of doing, but just to see Monica just feel so good out there, I loved that. And I was happy for our freshmen to be able to go out there, and all four of them really, or three, mostly three of them, really got some really good playing time, and I think that's important this time of year.
Up next, it's the regular season opener against Florida Atlantic, and that is Thursday in Iowa City. Meanwhile, the Iowa men get an exhibition game Monday night. They are entertaining Lindsey Wilson College in Iowa City. And by the way, Lindsey Wilson College, They're from Columbia, Kentucky. 7 o'clock is game time. Drake men's basketball player Tremel Murphy is back with the team, but he will not play until the end of November. He's been suspended 5 games as a result of being charged in an accidental shooting of another student at an August house party. He pled guilty at the end of last month, making a false report to a public entity, discharging a firearm within city limits. The 6'6 forward was fined, given a suspended 30-day jail sentence, and placed on probation. Girls cross country, the state meet up in Fort Dodge over the weekend. And in 3A for the girls, Pella was 8th and Grinnell finishing 10th. The Tigers were led by Mary Blanchard, who was 7th individually. 2A, Paige Steenhook of PCM was 44th. Abby McConaughey of Colfax Mingo was 45th. And in 1A, a top 10 finish for Linville Sully's Greenlee Schmuck. She finished 10th in a time of 19:49.2. On the boys' side, Pella finishing 10th in 3A. Grinnell was 15th. The Tigers led by Isaac Bryant, who was 17th. And individually in Class 1A, a 50th place finish for Logan Berg of Baxter. Qualifying for the upcoming girls' state swimming meet in Marshalltown this week, and for Newton, Colfax, Mingo, Pella, they qualify in 4 events, the 200 medley relay, the 200 freestyle relay, and the 400 freestyle relay. And Hannah Netter of Newton, Colfax, Mingo, Pella, the Aqua Girls, she qualified in the 100 butterfly. And Tuesday night is the winter sports parent meeting for Newton. That'll be Tuesday night at 5:45 in the high school auditorium.